CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 2nd of July 2017. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main headlines. New places at YOTA 2017. Hong Kongers celebrate with VR20 prefix. Youngsters to launch Eclipse balloon. Two countries are no longer able to send representatives to the RSGB IAIU Youth on the Air 2017 event. That's YOTA. There are six places to fill, and all countries involved are being invited to nominate additional team members. If you're a young radio amateur in the UK aged between 15 and 25, are free between the 5th and the 12th of August 2017 and might like to attend this fun-filled week, contact YOTA at rsgb.org.uk to find out more. Commemorating the 20th anniversary of Hong Kong's reunification with China, Hong Kong licensed radio amateurs are being allowed to use the special prefix VR20 on a voluntary basis from the 1st of July 2017 to the 30th of June 2018. The two daughters of Winston, KI7CSK, Rebecca and Kimberly, are planning to launch a new high-altitude balloon mission with APRS tracking for the North American solar eclipse on the 21st of August. The sisters will be working alongside other citizen scientists in a campaign called the Eclipse Ballooning Project, which will be gathering high-altitude data during the total phase of the August eclipse. Videos and photos from the flights will be shared with NASA and the world. The full story at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0702A. Hundreds of radio amateurs have attended RSGB conventions and had a great time. If you've ever been, take a look at our new video on the RSGB site and find out why some people come back year after year. The dates for the 2017 event are the 13th to the 15th of October, and it takes place at Kent Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. Bookings now open. Go to rsgb.org/convention. The RSGB's latest vlog, video log, introduces the second member of the UK YOTA 2017 team, Jonathan Sawyer, to E0UAR. He's 23 and belongs to the Reading and District Amateur Radio Club. You can view this and the previous vlog on the RSGB site. That's normal URL /YOTA-VLOGS. The event doesn't only include these young people attending the event at Gilwell Park. Many clubs around the UK are putting on events for young amateurs in their area. The consultation on VHF-UHF UK activity contest future scoring schemes is now available. Online voting on this consultation will be available between the 29th of July and the 20th of August. RSGB members who are active VHF-UHF contesters are encouraged to read the consultation document at rsgb.org/UKAC-consult and vote. The IAIU-HF Championship takes place on the 8th and 9th of July. As well as being a contest for individuals around the world, there's a team element, with teams representing national societies. For the last few years, the call sign used by the RSGB HQ team has been GR2HQ, and it'll be on the air again. GR2HQ stations will be spread across the country at some of the best-equipped contesters' QTHs. Those people open up their shacks to other top contesters, each forming a sub-team. Each GR2HQ station concentrates on one band and mode, for example, 80 metres SSB, but some of the bigger stations will be active on more than one band and mode. They're all linked via the internet, so if you want to know what frequency any of them are on, or you can ask any of the others. So why might you want to do this? Well, to make as many band and mode QSOs as you can, to qualify for one of the free awards. There are several available. See http://grqhq.webs.com for details. The latest RSGB Convention 2016 lecture to be released on video is by RSGB President Nick Henwood, G3RWF. Entitled DX Fun Without Spending Loads of Money, he talks about some of his solo overseas trips as an economy class DXer. It's in the RSGB video portal and is only available to RSGB members. Go to rsgb.org/video to find out more. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week, the Barford Norfolk Radio Rally is on today, the 2nd of July, at Barford Village Hall in Green Barford in Norwich, NR9 4AB, Talking S22, car parking free. Doors open at 8 a.m. for traders, 9 a.m. for visitors. There'll be trade stands, a car boot sale, bring and buy, raffle, repeater group representatives and catering. Entry £2 per person, under 16's free. Contact radio at dcpmicro.com for details. Lambfest takes place on the 8th of July at Elscar Heritage Centre, Wath Road, Elscar, Barnsley, S748HJ. Doors open 10 a.m. to 4:30 and admission is £2. Tables are free. The event is entirely in aid of the Yorkshire Air Ambulance. Contact Claire Marsh on 01226 361 700. On the 8th of July, Stockport Radio Society Rally will be held at Walthew House, 112 Shore Heath, Stockport in Cheshire, SK26QS. Doors open 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Admission £2 and catering on site. There'll be trade stand special interest groups and an RSGB bookstall. There'll be a raffle held on the day too. Contact Heather Stanley, M6HNS, 07506904422. On the 8th and 9th of July, the 2017 Microwave Roundtable will be held at Finningley ARS, the Hurst Communications Centre, Belton Road, Santoft, Doncaster, DN85SX. The two-day event will have presentations, demos, test lab and a build-a-thon of a nanowave optical receiver. Updates www.g0ghk.com and www.facebook.com/g0ghk. On the 9th, the Cornish Radio Club takes place at Penair School, Truro, Cornwall, TR11TN. Car parking on site, doors open 10:30, admission £2. There'll be traders, bring and buy and club stalls. Catering is available. Contact Ken G0FIC 01209 821073 for more. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2 RS News or Radcom or the RSGB website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Jill, or Jill, 4F2KWT, will be active as 4G1L from Palawan Island, IOTA OC128, between the 7th and 9th of July. He's going to be operating CW and RTTY on the 30 and 20 metre bands, QSL home call. John, G4IRN, will be operating holiday style from the Maldives Islands until the 6th of July. He plans to use 100 watts to wire antennas, and his call sign will be 8 Quebec 7 Radio November, QSL, Club Log, OQRS. Logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. Chris W3CMP and Dale N3BNA will be visiting Haiti on the 6th of July. In their spare time, they'll be operating as 4 Victor 1 Golf, with a major focus on 4 and 6 metres, QSL via W3HNK. Eric, KV1J, will be on the air as Fox Papa stroke call sign from Miquelon Island. That's IOTA NA032 from the 4th to the 18th of July. Activity 160 to 6 metre bands using mostly SSB and RTTY, with some CW and other modes, digital modes. He plans to be active on the linear satellites as well as upcoming IARU, NAQP RTTY and CQVHF contests, QSL home call. Gary, K9AW, is on the air as J68GD from St. New Lucia until the 16th of July. Whilst on holiday, activity 10 to 80 metre bands. This includes being an entry in the upcoming IARU HF World Championships contest, QSL to his home call. Special event news, Dennis, G7AGZ, will be operating GB6BEN on the 5145 and 433 megs bands as he climbs Ben Nevis in aid of Cornwall Hospice Care around the 8th of July onwards. See qrz.com for further details. QSL via the Bureau and EQSL with SWL reports welcome. Durham and District ARS is participating as one of the bonus stations in the 13 Colonies special event. GB13COL will run 24 hours a day from 1300 UTC on the 1st of July to 0400 UTC on the 7th. The primary focus of the event will be the HF bands as well as VHF and UHF using SSB, CW and digital for contacts. Be more information at www.figures13colonies.info and qrz.com. II2FIST will be active until the end of the year, CW only, celebrating 30th anniversary of the FIST Club, the International Morse Preservation Society, QSL Director via the Bureau via IZ2FME. Chertsey Radio Club will be running special events signed GB8SSD until the 2nd of July at 11:59 UTC, celebrating 33 years since Space Shuttle Discovery's initial flight. GB0IS will be on the air as part of a meet and greet at the traditional fun day, the Theden Boys Donkey Derby, on the 9th of July, operations VHF and UHF only. Mid-Ulster ARC will operate a special event station at Coney Island from the 8th to the 30th of July. Operations will be 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and the address is Mulberry County Park, County Armagh, BT716NS. The commemorative call sign Oscar Fox 100HQ will be on the air during the IARU HF World Championship event July the 8th to the 9th, marking Finland's 100th anniversary. Now for contest news, the RSGB VHF National Field Day ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today, the 2nd, using 52.1296 MHz bands, using all modes, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. Today, the 2nd of July, the 3rd 2-metre backpackers contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. On Monday, the 80-metre club championships will run from 1900 to 2030 UTC, using CW only, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1900 UTC. It's followed immediately from 1900 to 2130 UTC by the 144 megs UK activity contest when all modes are available. The exchange for both is signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the IARU HF Championships running from 1200 to 1200 UTC. It's SSB only on the 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report, an ITU zone, which for us in the UK is 27. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3 YLA and G4 BAO. This week, NASA confirmed that we're heading for solar minimum, with the low point expected in the 2019-2020. It said this may bring more long-lived coronal hole activity. This should come as no surprise to radio amateurs, as we've been reporting near minimum solar index levels and the ongoing effects of coronal holes for many months. Last week, the solar flux index hovered around the low 70s, but geomagnetic conditions were relatively settled, with a K index in the range 0 to 2. Nevertheless, as we're in the summer HF doldrums, F2 layer maximum usable frequencies for amateurs often struggle to get above 18 megs during daytime. A quick listen on the 14.100 MHz International Beacon Frequency Network on Thursday afternoon showed RR90 coming in from Russia and OH2B from Finland. And that was about it. OH2B was audible on 18.110 MHz. However, some better equipped stations reported they'd worked B7CRA IOTA D expedition in China on 20 metres, so there's always DX to be had if you know where to look. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain in the mid-70s and geomagnetic conditions should be settled. A view of the sun in extreme ultraviolet showed no Earth-facing coronal holes, so make the most of the quieter conditions and continuing sporadic e-openings. It might also be an opportunity to head for the hills and try some portable DX, HF DXing, with the added benefit of lower noise levels. Now for VHF and up, the coming week starts with low pressure nearby over Scandinavia and another low moving towards northwestern Britain. In the south of the country, a weak high may give some tropo conditions at the end of the weekend and for part of the week, although there is a chance it'll collapse before midweek. The principal tropo directions are to the south of France and northern Spain. We had some good rain scatter on 10 gigs last week, with paths open across southern England and over to northern France, but sadly little UK activity to take advantage of it. The tendency for low pressure in the north and perhaps later in the south will mean that more rain scatter should be possible in any summer thundery showers. Sporadic east season still offers opportunities for the bands from 28 to 144 megs to suddenly spring into action. Prime time is to check a late morning and again afternoon and early evening. A 144 megs opening is likely to be a rare event, but 28, 50 and 70 megs openings are commonplace at this time of the year. An encouraging number of UK stations turned out for the UK Microwave Group's 10 gigs contest, and a few took part in the Dubus Moonbounce contest on the band. There are a growing number of UK stations active on Moonbounce above 1 gigs, where there is good activity and plenty of DX to work. The upcoming week has negative moon declination and high losses due to its apogee, or most further point from Earth on Thursday, so activity will be lower, making it a good week to further optimise those EME systems using solar noise. That's about it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me also until next week.